This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow bonus episode. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And today we're just coming on real quick, little bonus ep, because we really wanted to talk about, I mean, we didn't want to talk about it, but we felt like we should talk about the whole controversy about, or the topic of Adele's recent Instagram post. Let's just leave it at that. But also, we're still scheduled to come out for our regular episode this Sunday. We have an awesome conversation with a Harvard professor who specializes in dreams, and we talk about like pandemic dreams and pandemic anxiety. So definitely still listen to this Sunday. But today we just wanted to just chat about Adele's Instagram because the conversation was popping off in the Diet Starts Tomorrow Facebook group. So we're here for you guys. We're here for you. So. Yeah. Let's kick it off. Sammy, what are your thoughts?
Honestly, my thoughts are like, I'm so disappointed. Like, this situation just makes me feel tired and disappointed, I'll be honest with you. I wrote a few thoughts down. It's not like this was any, none of this comes as a surprise to me. I'm not like, oh my God, can you believe everyone's like talking about Adele's weight loss? Like, I don't blame people for, you know, remarking on something that is so noticeable, but it is disappointing because of what it like tells you about the status quo, which is that like generally what we talk about and what like fills our headspace and our attention and gets our clicks and our likes on Instagram, like that's basically a sign of what we value and what we care about. Even if you're saying, oh, I engaged with her post because I like didn't like it, because I didn't want her to lose weight. It's like, okay, well, you're still showing that this is a priority in the minds of people because there are strong opinions about it. And the stir caused by this photo, and I'll go into the photo in a second because like that has not even been discussed enough, like the content of the photo, because everyone's so obsessed with the fact that she's smaller, they're not even looking at like the caption, the weird setup of the photo. We'll talk about that after.
Okay.
But it's the fact that this is like this has come to dominate the conversation as like to garner the reaction that as if she had just come out with a new single. It shows that weight loss and what women look like and women's weight is an obsession amongst people. And it's a sad obsession. It shows the extent to which we do value weight loss or that we care about to remark on weight gain if it goes in the other direction. Generally, that we care about weight because let's be honest, if she had gained the weight back, there would be a similar amount of commentary. So for me, it's just sort of like I'm so annoyed that this has like caused such conversation that a woman's weight is like so important.
It was annoying like to have all like the celebration around her weight loss that she didn't even like choose to celebrate in her Instagram caption. And But it also I was equally annoyed about all the comments that were like, she was great before, you know, like she's always great. That her talent is amazing. Voice, lyricist, everything. She is a talented human being that wasn't in question. I was also frustrated about that. I was somewhat like the praise. I've been thinking about like weight loss praise for a while now, like especially like through intuitive eating and all of that, and like the fear of like, if you gain weight, going to see, especially like in the pandemic when we're all so isolated and then you see someone for the first time in a long time and seeing them and being, feeling like your own projected insecurities coming from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and that's the cycle. That only happens because you've had praise. You remember praise from when you've lost weight. So
yeah,
like I can see why it's extremely triggering for people, because all of a sudden, not only is somebody lost a lot of weight, because you're all immediately thought back, like, should I be losing weight? Like, if she can do it, so can I. Like, you forget everything that you've instilled in yourself, like, immediately.
Tell me how many seconds, if any, did you think, did you go to, how did she do it? Could I do it? Before you were like, fuck this. Because I went for there for one second. And then I was like, yeah, no more.
My head, I was proud of myself because my first thought was like, wow, like that is a significant amount of weight to lose. She must have, like, that must have been so hard to do. Like, that was my first two thoughts, like just knowing how hard it is. My other thought was like, I didn't realize how unhappy she was with her original weight.
How do you know?
I'm assuming that you lose. I mean, I guess we don't know, but I'm assuming, yeah, because her post, she looked like she was showing off, like she was very happy in her post. Like she was just celebrating her birthday, then disjointedly thanked all the healthcare workers.
Right. But she wasn't celebrating her birthday. It looks like she was officiating a wedding. So you have the wedding officiant photo announcing her birthday. Yeah, I think it was. She was standing behind a wedding backdrop. There was like a rented Chivari chair, like in the corner.
I see the chair.
And there's like and that pedestal, which is what people put like for their weddings. Like that's what the officiant stands at.
I think though they were celebrating her birthday. I think usually she drops an album around her birthday. And I think this was like a kind of sign to that. And they must've been celebrating probably this album. She was, maybe she was singing.
Oh, it was a Zoom birthday. Well,
maybe she was singing or doing like an album, like celebration or something like that. Like that's what I thought. I didn't think she was getting married or doing a wedding. Like,
well, that's what was so disjointed about it, is that like, if she just wanted to show her weight loss, like you wouldn't have all this, like let's say she looked the same as she always looked. You'd be like, what is the context of this photo? You would be like, whose wedding is she officiating? What is this party? Like it caused people to not, it literally took everyone's like focus onto her weight only.
Wait, hold on. But I think that is why, like, I think she didn't want to say, oh, look at all this weight I lost. So she just came up with another caption. Do you know what I mean?
So the entire photo was completely, the photo and the caption, zero cohesion. And that's why, and the fact that everyone was so obsessed with just the thinness and not like even commenting on like the other elements. I don't know.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat, throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Just going to the other thing, how you were saying, like, she must be so happy and so proud of herself, or you didn't realize how unhappy she was with her weight. I mean, it's not really that crazy to assume that, like, in the world that makes us feel like shit for being overweight, that she'd be unhappy about her weight. But she just went through a divorce. Who even knows that this weight loss is out of happiness? Like, sometimes people lose weight because of, like, severe stress.
No, I get that. I wasn't saying she must be so happy now.
Right.
I didn't say that she must be so happy now.
I just in the photo.
Yeah, she looked happy. She projected happiness. The fact that the caption was so, like, disjointed from the Instagram made you immediately think, like, she's trying to show off her weight. Like, I just lost weight. Here's, like, a photo. I'm feeling myself. Like, we've all, like, been there. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be more on Instagram. You know what I mean? The thing is, I go back and forth. The problem really is the fact that we're celebrating it. The praise. Like, we're not
that's
celebrating
what I'm
the
sick
fact
of.
We're celebrating that she looks amazing. That's the celebration, rather than, like, wow, like, appreciating that must have been hard. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, it must have been difficult no matter what, even if it was it came from stress, like the mental toll of the stress, that must have been hard. If it came from just, like, bunkering down on, like, calorie restriction, that is fucking hard. You know, like that was my immediate reaction just because I've been there. My third reaction was, I am just scared about, like, for the future, if it comes back, what that's going to do, what all of this praise is going to have, what kind of mental, like, stickiness is that going to have in the future when who knows how she did it? You know,
well, that's what I was trying to say in the beginning. Like like when you get this much praise and you know that people are so like amazed and admiring about how great you look, there is a flip side of that. That means that tells you if you're the newly thin person, that tells you what people thought of you before and will think of you if you look like that again. Because, and it's sort of like that article from the girl, the girl in the Huffington Post. What's her name?
Jamie. We went to camp together. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wrote something that really resonated with her was like, oh, like I've been the girl who lost weight. And when I'm the girl who started to like gain it back a little bit, I see the sort of like, you know, I see the people taking me in as bigger, and or those aren't her exact words, but she sees like other friends who newly lost weight getting that praise that she was used to getting. And like if you feel that for like 5 pounds, like, or 10 pounds, let's say, you don't think Adele feels it for like the significant amount that she lost. And like, I know that everyone, you know, is being nice to her, you know, good for her. Like everyone thinks it's nice to compliment someone. You're taught like, and you assume a compliment makes someone feel good, but a compliment also reveals what you value. And if you're telling someone that you don't value them for their inherent, whoever they are, and you're starting to, and they're becoming reinforced by this praise for weight loss, you're telling them that you value them more when they're thinner. So it's not that like the compliments are so bad. It's just like the conditioning that it causes in people's heads. Also, did you know Ashley, who you know, runs our content at Betches, she started getting like pitch emails for Adele's Miracle Diet. And they're claiming
non-confirmed diet.
But diet companies making claims that this was Adele's diet and there are people saying it was only like 1,000 calories a day. That is, I mean, the amount of like, how did she do it? Speculation going around. All that does is give more money to the people who lie to you about the claims that their diet is going to work. You are, I know that there's like a large, a tenuous connection
on the
between,
week.
Yes. There's a tenuous connection between like, oh, like people speculating about what Adele did and you actually losing money. But that is what allows the diet industry to continue. A celebrity gets skinny, waist trainers, fit tummy tea. And then maybe you don't buy the fit tummy tea or the waist trainer, but you're like, oh, I can spend money on weight loss. Like I'll try this program. I'll sink my money into like this at-home meal delivery. I'll put more money into another workout subscription, even though I work out at the exact same rate, no matter how many subscriptions I have. Like, it's just sort of like, we don't realize how many steps away from the harm we are, but we are directly impacted by this.
Right. Because anytime you lose weight from like an external factor, like something that you didn't come to on your own, you know, you didn't say like, I want to lose weight for these reasons because it makes me feel like X, Y, Z. It's someone else lost weight. Oh shit. Should I? Or like, I saw this before and after on Instagram, which I have a whole thing about that because I keep getting fed them and I know maybe because I keep clicking them, but, I just like, anytime you have to feel very mindful of like, of why you're doing it or like why you're buying all these meal plans or why you start this like crazy diet that claims that's what Adele is like. Because usually when it's so external, it's not going to last. You're not going to last. And that's why they always say diets last 2 to 3 weeks and you go back on the binge mode. But I just wanted to go back to something that we were saying before about like, okay, if somebody gives you a compliment, you immediately think that they thought, what did they think of you before? I don't 100% agree with that. I think that the person feels like that. But when you are giving a compliment,
no, that's not what I mean. Giving a compliment, the person, noting, the person receiving like, wow. it.
the person receiving it, not as they don't think, oh, what did you think of me before? But like, oh, wow, I just got this person's acknowledgement. And that like, oh, the only way that I can get this type of acknowledgement again is if I stay skinny. And what's going to happen if I gain a few pounds? Is this person going to ignore me? Like, what are they going to think of me? There's like a spiral about like what imprint that has on that on what you think that person thinks of you. But in reality, like, that person usually isn't thinking about. Sometimes they are, sure, but that doesn't mean anything to you. And a lot of this has got me just thinking about my own fears. Like I was mentioning before about like, put on a few, I'm scared. Like I'm seeing, like just seeing anybody over Zoom or like doing a drive-by, I'm scared of like what they think of me. But
I see over Zoom every day.
This is the phrase that I'm going to impart on
to me.
I know. Well, that's why. Yeah, this is the kind of like the phrase that we should kind of just try to drill in your heads. Maybe it's a motto or something, but this is what I came up with. Okay, so my weight is the least interesting thing about me. And it's inspired by Kourtney Kardashian about being the least interesting Kardashian sister there is.
We said that before.
But have we? Like,
oh just, yeah, we've been talking about this. We've definitely said this in those words.
But like from maybe I forgot about it, but maybe this just like brought it back about like specifically this conversation is like not, oh, I was great before, I had an amazing voice, why isn't anybody celebrating that? None of that shit. Like just my weight is the least important thing, interesting thing about me. And if you, even if you're, whatever body you are,
especially
like,
with
big,
Adele,
small, like jacked, like exactly. But I just mean like if you need like some time, like for me personally, if I need some time, if this triggers you, which it triggered me a bit, if you need some sort of like armor or something to go with and like stay strong with your own commitments to whatever you're trying to do. And like how Lisa Haim says, like fork the noise. I think like that, just keep reminding yourself of that.
Just to go back to something you were saying like a second ago about the people not knowing, like, what did you think of me before? I actually don't think it's that like explicit in one's mind, even the person receiving it or giving the compliment. I mean it on like a totally energetic level, especially when you're younger, before you even like fully are aware of these dynamics. I think it's something that it's not even like you're registering that you feel that way, but it's how classical conditioning works, like with a dog. Like it's literally like a conditioned thing rather than you're doing like a full analysis of the compliment, you know? And that's why it's so insidious, because it's so like embedded in all of our brains as a reflex at this point that skinny is better rather than like,
right, exactly,
skinny doesn't mean anything.
So also just for anybody who wants, there's a lot of good articles that came like sort of circled around this. There's the New York Times article about like, I thought it was kind of very like relatable. That was, I'm very body positive, or I'm like, anti-fat phobia, but I also still want to lose weight. And how do I manage that dichotomy of like your brain of thought? I thought that was great. There was also like we mentioned Jamie Feldman's article about how it triggered her on HuffPo was really good. If anybody wants to read them, I think there's a bunch posted in the DST Facebook group. Yeah.
The Vogue article.
Article. Yeah, that was
the
really
Vogue
good.
Article was my favorite because of what you said, that she describes like the perfect. She uses the perfect word to describe the way we talk about weight, and particularly like Adele's weight, which is that we fetishize it. It's not like not everyone's like, oh, skinny equals better out loud, but it's this obsession with what is her weight? Is it up? Is it down? What did she do? How does she feel? What is she really thinking? Is it because of the divorce? Is it because of surgery? Is it because she's juicing? Like, like I'm much more interested in when her next album is coming.
But yeah, but it's just the fact that elicits that type of response is like a commentary on like where our headspace is as a society about women and weight loss. The other funny thing that you sent me was this video Instagram of like this girl is like pretending to be a reporter, and she goes, oh, talking about like COVID, and then, oh, this just in, woman has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, that is what it's
we
like.
We don't know exactly how because I don't know who fucking cares, but back to you about COVID and the deaths.
Also, it's just like not that complicated. The way you lose weight is through a calorie deficit created by what you eat and how you exercise. We have all figured that out by now.
Right.
We know how she lost weight, whether it was like because she got surgery to reduce her caloric intake. It doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter.
Every diet includes caloric restriction. It's just the food that you eat is just changed. And there's going to be a new diet, a new company trying to pay for a new study to tell you about some new fucking hormone that dictates some fucking new pathway.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to prey on us, to prey on our wallets. And
you're losing money. Every time you put $1,000 into your diet, think about in 5 years what that $1,000 would be if you put it into the stock market. And that's why women have less money, less accumulated wealth than men. Not only, but partly, I'm sure.
Wait, also cherry pick that gap. Data.
Also the pay gap, but like,
yeah. Right.
I think that what we spend on, you know, matters.
Yeah. I mean, just restricted or their goal is towards weight loss. Like even I was talking to my mom yesterday and she was like immediately brought in like, you know, I think I'm going to keep drinking so much wine. How it's very hard to lose weight. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, mom, like I didn't say this. I was like, yeah, you know, I've been drinking wine. I like it. But I tried to cut the conversation real short, which I'm very proud of myself for. But she, I'm just thinking like you're in your 50s and you're still trying to lose weight. Like yeah, 50 years. Plus,
remember when my mom
came on? I'm not
going
to say how old she is.
Remember when my mom came on and she was like, it's just been a life of up and down and I question whether it was worth it.
Yeah, right. Let's think about that. But yeah. So like, as we close off, like, where do we go from here? Like, what is the thought that we want to keep in our heads coming from? Just this frenzy of bullshit. I also want to just say I'm proud of Betches, our team, for not talking about it. What we did instead was we did a fun trivia based on Adele's lyrics with no mention of anything about her weight loss. She put up an Instagram photo and that is it.
Yeah. Right. Like where's the insight into that? Like, oh my God, have you seen Adele? It's like, yeah, we've all have Instagram and have nowhere to go. We've seen Adele. Thank you.
Anybody who sent it to me, they send it to me and they want to elicit a reaction. I go, I saw. That's it.
Yeah. Like, thank you. It's the most viral thing on the internet right now. And my screen time is 10 hours a day. So yeah, I saw the picture.
She had 10 million likes, I noticed.
Oh my God. Where do you get that many likes?
That's how you get that many. That's even worse. Like my most liked picture is when I came out and lost a shit ton of weight. Imagine, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
It's America. That's what we're like. I don't know. My closing thoughts. I feel like we talked about it. I'm proud of our perspective. I don't know that we would have had this perspective 2 years ago.
100%. Look, we should give ourselves a little cheer.
Non-scale win.
Non-scale win. Like, would never have had the strength to not really take any action from seeing this. Like zero action.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I saw it. Like none of that. And the fact that like, just stay with whatever you're doing, I think is kind of like, don't let this linger on anything. If anything, maybe think about what you say to others when you notice they've had a change in what they look like. Just think about it before you do. I think maybe that's the only takeaway that we could learn from this. You can choose what you say, whatever it is.
That's like, true.
Gauge your audience. I try never to comment on anybody's weight anymore for the last like year, like zero, because I don't want anybody to, so.
Because you don't want it in your own head. I have a more important question while we close out. What is your favorite Adele song?
Well, I had so much fun doing the trivia because I was singing out
me
loud.
Me too, I got them all.
And then I was finished it. My favorite one is actually one that I cannot remember the name of.
A Million Years Ago.
Yes, that's it. Wait, how does it go? Can you sing it for me?
I only wanted to have fun. Learning to fly.
How did you know?
Learning
because
to
I told
run.
You.
Because we've talked about that song before. It's also one of my favorites, but it's not my only favorite.
It's my number one. It reminds me of some other song that I still can't figure out.
It makes me feel like...
Oh, It reminds me of Phantom of the Opera. That's why I love it.
It does kind of sound like that. I also love Sweetest Devotion.
Oh, that's
and
good.
If we're going to go with the hits, Rolling in the Deep is my favorite hit.
We don't have to go with the hits. That was your own rule.
Right.
It was your question.
What I said 2 minutes ago.
Please email us, guys, what you think about this. Like, is there something that we didn't address? Because we can talk about it again. But again, like, I really don't, just like, you know.
Adele's amazing. And like, I love her so much. And I hate that there's honestly, even this conversation.
This is how I feel. If she wants us to feel happy for her, if that was her caption, like, I just, you know, I went through a lot to get to how I look and I did X, Y, Z and I'm in a mentally happy place. I think if she wants us to celebrate it, that's the only reason why we should be celebrating. You know what I mean? But then I still don't really agree with that. But
because it still perpetuates diet culture if you celebrate it at all.
It also conditions us to say that this is what Adele wants to be celebrated for. Just saying.
Right. Which I don't think I don't know what she wants to be celebrated for. She's quite private. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of it. I don't know. I'd love to hear like her speak, but I don't know. It's so funny. Adele used to be like, I think just like a little more gritty, and now she hangs out with Drake and now she's like glamorous Adele. Yeah, I love her and I just wish her the best.
And maybe like it's a good thing that there was all this controversy and back and forth and not like a one-sided good job girl and nobody questioned it, because then it like maybe put like a small seed in her head about it. Like,
well, not even her head, but you're right. That is progress, because I think 5 or 6 years ago, it would have been only celebration.
And figuring out how she did it.
And then you'd have like 3 feminists who were like, who cares about her weight? Value her for her talent and pay her equally. That would have been 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. But weight is the least interesting thing about us. So.
Yes.
Guys, tune in on this Sunday. Our episode's so great. We already recorded it. And email us, tst@betches.com. DM us, @Aileen, @Sammy, @DietStarsTomorrow. If you want to give us your thoughts. Also, tell us what you thought about our opinions, because we are open to feedback. And
we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.